Hello and welcome to Hope Podcast.
You're going to be listening to so many beautiful voices, so many beautiful stories.
As we celebrate in the Refugee Festival in 2023, the theme for this year is Hope. My name is Ibrahim Kamara. I'm in the studio with a singer, songwriter, and a dancer, popularly known as Peoples from Sierra Leone. Peoples, can you please introduce yourself for listeners to get you loud and clear?
Hey, all my friends, this your boy, Peoples. My name is more like James Kamara, but I normally goes by the name of Peoples.
All right, Peoples, you know, the theme for this here Refugee Festival is hope. And you're from Sierra Leone and now in the UK. I just want to ask you, what's really inspired you of becoming a musician?
Musician is like a thing in my family. I met my people, like my grandma. She was a choir. She played 7 drum. She played a different instrument. And my dad too, he was a singer. Yeah, he played different instrument too. And he's a very good singer, yeah. So it's like a thing in my family.
So you want to say music is in your DNA?
Exactly.
All right. Peoples, how long have you been in the music industry back home?
If I can recall, I've been there like 14, 15 years now.
15 years?
Yeah.
Wow, that's great though. So let me take you back to memory lane. Can you remember the first song you ever recorded in a studio?
I can remember the first song I recorded in the studio called Walai Talai.
Walai Talai.
Walai, yeah.
Walai Talai is like a local dialect. Yeah. So listeners will want to know what's the meaning of Walai Talai.
It's like a swear, like you're trying to swear to a girl that no matter what, I'm in love with you. I love you to God. You know, like you're swearing to her, like no matter what situation, I'm going to love you forever.
Walai Talai. Yeah. So what was like the reaction of that song? Was it like a hit song, or was it a song that people do appreciate?
No, that was my first experience in the studio, but the song didn't go nowhere because I didn't release it, but that's the first song I recorded in the studios, I guess. That was my first experience in the studio. That was the first song that came in my... I never released the song, but because I was not satisfied with the production. So I was like, no, I love it. I love the song, but I didn't happy with the production, so I have to hold it back.
All right. Okay, since you did that song, have you been recording other songs, or how many albums have you done?
Yeah, that song's give me confidence, actually. So it made me know how to do good songs and from good to bad songs, you understand? I record like 4 albums now. I have like 4 albums. And I record very good songs. After that song, I got the confidence for started recording in the studio. Yeah. After that, I do a second song called At A Cry.
Yeah.
At A Cry was a very good production, and it was a very good song. And when I dropped that song, that was my first hit.
Yeah, I just want you to explain what's the meaning of At A Cry, because people can really want to know what's the meaning of At A Cry.
At A Cry mean like is a true story about a girl I was loving well. Yeah, like, definitely something happened in the way. Like, she caught me cheating, and now she want to leave. Like, I'm going to leave this world. I don't want this relationship. I want to leave forever. So I was, like, trying to beg her.
Okay, that's apologizing to her,
yeah,
crying.
Yeah, like, I'm sorry.
All right.
No more. If you leave me, I'll always be crying, and I'm not gonna stand. I'm definitely gonna die. You understand?
Because okay.
I'm in love with you so much. I don't know what really happened to me.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's how I do that song.
Okay. Like, listeners will want to know your biggest hit song ever.
My biggest hit was the last album, Kobe on the Meat.
We all na meet.
Yeah,
wow.
We all na meet.
We all na
meet. That was my biggest
inside
hit song.
Inside Saloon, we all na meet.
Yeah.
Wow. What's the meaning of we all na meet?
Oh, we all na meet is like a rivalry or something. Like, okay, you know, Sierra Leone is a small country. You know, we have a lovely people. You understand? but because of the this thing that we have between ourselves, like other tribalism and some fight, something you understand, and this kind of political fighting in there, a lot of people started like trying to differentiate the people. So like, but, and I just take it from a rival stuff, you understand? Mm-hmm. Like dating someone, mm-hmm. you're dating someone, and dating, I'm dating the same girl. All like, right. It's an easy thing, like, well, we all not mates, man.
All right, like two guys dating the same girl or yeah. two girls, or three two girls dating
the same guy.
So it's like a kind of, we're all rival.
We're all rival. Okay. We're all rivals, so yeah. for girl, no matter mm-hmm. what.
Yeah.
Never, no one married the guy, okay. or you married that, but yeah, but that's your rival, that's your mate.
All right.
That's your mate. But so people take it that kind of way, but me take it like we all are mates in a different spot.
Okay.
Yeah, like working mates.
All right.
Schoolmates.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah. yeah. That's cool. How, yeah, yeah.
That's cool. That's cool. All right. Peoples, have you ever signed by any big record labels in Sierra Leone?
Yeah, I've signed by a big record label. The first record label that I signed was Show Off Music.
Show Off Music.
Yeah, Show Off Records was a big record label from Ghana.
Okay.
Yeah. That was a very big one.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. So, being that kind of artist in Sierra Leone with hit songs, the reception from people, and being one of the artists in one of the biggest group called Artists for Peace. You know, listeners will really want to know the meaning of Artists for Peace and what's the idea behind the Artists for Peace.
Artists for Peace is like a group is like a group of a musician come together, because as I told you before, we have that kind of political infight in our country.
All right.
Yeah. And as a country, Sierra Leone is a country that's full of violence and people know it for war. You know, it was like a war fighting country and people know of like too much violence and this kind of political infight there. So like a couple of artists come together trying to build a non-violence group, because they listen to certain people love music. So trying to preach peace through music. You understand? Especially when like there's an election or there is a political something is going on in the country, we take a tour around the country, like different districts, preach about peace, sing to people, talk about them. We are one people. No matter what this party you belong to or this people you belong to, you just have to love each other because we are one people. Because we can, that's what we call that's Artists for Peace. Preach about non-violence and preach about peace to everyone, yeah.
Yeah, because I remember in the 2018 election, you guys were going across the country doing a lot of sensitization in different districts, you know. So how do you feel like an artist being in that particular group of people?
I feel great because I feel like I'm giving back to my country, like as a musician, as a citizen of Sierra Leone. I feel like I'm giving back good things to my country. Although, yes, you're facing some obstacles, some things can be happening in the way. But no matter what, I feel good. I feel great for that.
Okay. Like there is a story that I don't want to go too deep into, like your journey to the UK, being one of the artists with Artists for Peace, having some challenges, then now you travel to the UK. Can you just take us through a little bit of your journey to the UK?
Yeah, it was great. Like I told you before. Like back then, during the Artists for Peace, some people can understand, some people don't understand. No matter what, because when you're going through, we have like a two-party stronghold that we go through today. No matter what, because as being an Artist for Peace, everybody is looking up to you. Like, you need to be you need to be that kind of...
To be neutral.
Neutral person.
All right.
If you say something that be like, okay, talk about this party A or party B, or you come like a party A in stronghold, say something about good something about party B, party A gonna be have that kind of thing there. And right. when you reach in each stronghold, you have to say good thing about each other. No matter what, you're not gonna be side by one people.
Okay.
You have to say, yeah, talk about the two party, because we as Sierra Leonean, we are not petty people. So, but some people feel offended about that.
All right. So, yeah. It is a kind of group a non-political sensitization group, and you are neutral from politics.
Yeah.
But some kind of way, I know people will relate.
Misunderstand you. Yeah, exactly.
Okay. All right. So now you're in the UK from Sierra Leone. Can you just explain how life look like in the UK? Because being a superstar in Sierra Leone and now you're in the UK, different atmosphere, you know, you're trying to settle in life. How does it really look like?
Oh, I being in the UK is so great. Being in the UK, I feel great. I feel good, you know, because apart from my hearty stuff, apart from doing music, I learn new things. Now I think I'm going to school because back then I was not like, I'm not the kind of school type. I didn't go to school that much, you know, but being in the UK now, learning now I can know now, yeah, learning new stuff, learning good new skills, you understand? And I can see like it's an opportunity here to even boost up my career as a musician, yeah.
Oh, so, okay, that brings us back to hope. You know, the theme for this year is hope. So you have the hope like something's
like,
going to happen.
Being
good.
In the UK, like you have a great hope. Like, yeah, so a better day is ahead of you.
Okay.
But back then there, you were like, I'm just doing.
Okay.
There is no hope there like that. Like, what is going to be the next day? What is going to be the next thing for me?
Okay.
But being in the UK, yeah, you know that, oh, yeah, as I'm going, that you can like, you see hope is in front of you. Like, I'm hoping, yeah, there's a better day. Like, the better days ahead of me. Okay. The better things that are going to happen to me.
Okay.
Yeah. So that I felt great here. Like you see that kind of thing there in me. Like, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because for every day you wake up here in UK, new different thing, you learn different things.
Yeah. You have a lot of opportunities.
Yes, yeah.
You know, and being in the UK for I think a year now.
Yeah.
Have you ever performed in any stages or, you know, have you ever been into programs like entertainment programs like you were doing back home?
Yeah. I've been in a couple of programs because like, we have a group called like the Conversation Group. Then we have a crossing band stuff, like normally beat some drum there. Like I tell you, I'll play something like my grandma, like my dad. I'll beat drum, do some performers. And I've been in Glasgow for our independence, like Sierra Leone independence show in Glasgow was so great, performed there, yeah.
All right, okay. Let me say, that's the first time you perform in Glasgow for Sierra Leone people. What was the reaction? How do people feel, and how do you feel performing for your people? This is our independent celebration, and you're on stage performing. You see Sierra Leoneans, you know, dancing to your music. How do you really feel about it?
I felt great because I don't really understand that this thing is going on this kind of way here, because I didn't know that my music is crossed borders so far like that, and Sierra Leoneans are in love with Sierra Leone music back then. Home, that yeah. I felt so great.
Yeah,
I was like, whoa. This is going on. Is this is really happening? Yeah, I feel so great. And I feel like I'm back home. Like, I don't feel no different. That kind of homesickness and everything. I was like, yeah. So people still relating with us here. So I feel really great.
Yeah. So that means you still have, like, thinking, I have better days to come.
Yeah, I have hope. I have hope.
Yeah, you have hope.
Like, make it there. Like, I make it here and help people back home and everything. Like, yeah.
All right, peoples, like being in the music industry, you're a very good dancer, a very good performer, you know, and writing and singing songs, you know. Who has been your favorite artist in your mind? Or let me say, you said you were inspired by your grandmom and your dad, but who has been your favorite artist?
When I was coming out back then, people like internationally, I love Usher.
Usher Raymond?
Yeah, Usher Raymond.
Oh, because he's a dancer.
Yeah. Okay. Because when I was performing, and that's the music, I love her. The song My Way was my greatest inspiration song, that song, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I love Usher. I love Chris Brown. Yeah. But back home there, like my, you know, I have my older cousin, CJ.
CJ
I
Mark.
Like CJ Celeste G.
All right.
Waheed. They are my favorite.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So what is your relationship with other artists in the Sierra Leone industry?
They know me like I'm a cool guy. You know, my name people is like for everybody. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So like I love people. So with the artists, I didn't have any beef. Everyone appreciates me. I appreciate every artist there. And I'm like most of the time to collaborate with everyone. So I'm good with them, everyone. Yeah.
Okay, peoples, you know, like, you know, it's different in the UK than being back home, the musical industry. Since you arrived in the UK, have you ever done any songs? Have you ever done like any recording?
No, since I arrived in the UK, I never do any songs. I never do any recording yet.
Yeah, but you're hoping to do that?
Yeah, definitely. I hope to do some songs, yeah.
Okay, so what's the dream? What's the dream about you?
Yeah, the dream is right now. I can say I'm on it right now, because the dream I was hoping and dreaming about is like no different things, no different work apart from music. Yeah, music is like me. I'm music. Yeah, that's the thing I know. But apart from music, doing different things, helping different people, help people. That's me. You understand? Like that's my goal. I really want to help people. I really want to preach and talk to people through my music.
All right.
Yeah. And the way I think I can help people physically, you understand, like with financially, that's my goal. That's the thing I really want to do in life.
As we are celebrating the Refugee Festival 2023, and the theme for this year is Hope. I'm Ibrahim Kamara, right in the studio with a brother man from Sierra Leone, Peoples for the Ladies. Peoples, let me come back to you talking about music. From Sierra Leone, have you ever traveled across the country or in Africa doing music or performing with other international stars?
Yeah, I have a lot of tours within the country Sierra Leone and out of the country. Like I have a tour internationally, I have a tour in Australia, I have a tour in Gambia, I have a tour in Senegal. I've been in here. And with a tour I was having with my international label One Culture. Yeah, they take me to Australia and Gambia and Senegal. Yeah.
So how do you feel like performing in Australia, you know?
It was great because it was a successful show, because I met a lot of Sierra Leonean people too. Apart from Sierra Leoneans, there are different people from different countries. They really love our songs, and I will see their vibing to the songs, and I was like, whoa, that's great. That was
okay.
A great opportunity.
So, like, listeners want to know, what kind of song are you really into? Are you doing hip-hop or Afrobeat, or how do you call the kind of song you're doing?
I'm a versatile artist.
Okay.
I do, like, Afrobeat, I do R&B, do different songs like hip-hop. I do different type of songs, but mostly I do Afrobeat.
Afrobeat, because I saw you last on stage performing, dancing, that kind of energy.
Yeah.
So, you know, and it's a different style of dance. You know, I don't know how it looks like because I can dance. So that kind of energy, where do you get that energy from, you know, dancing like that?
Like I said, I get it from my grandma. My grandma is like a kind of energetic woman. And my dad likes, like, kind of, yeah. They're weird, like, in our family, anything we're doing fast. Yeah, we're not kind of slow people. We're not kind of bored people.
Yeah.
We have that kind of energy in my family, that's how I know that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that dance I was doing, they call that dance Zangamalu.
Zangamalu. Yeah, because
it's a new dance I'm going to introduce here.
Yeah, Zangamalu. Okay, yeah. I like that. I would like to see more of your Zangamalu.
Yeah.
All right, peoples, like, let me come back in the UK. You know, life in the UK, you know, life in the UK, as we are talking about hope here, you know, it's really not easy being a superstar from Africa. You're now in the UK and, you know, different culture, the food, everything is different. And how can you cope with those kind of things?
You see, one of my friends, most of the time, like, because I stressed a lot because things that happened to me, a lot of things that I face, I stressed a lot. He always tell me one thing one day. He always tell me, even when I'm in UK, when I'm talking to him, when I was talking to, I normally talk to him, like, man, it's not really easy. I'm still stressing. This thing is going on. He always tell one thing, man. Where there is life, there is hope.
Yep.
No matter what situation you have to right now, just always pray that God wake you up every day. You wake up every day, know that you have hope. You understand? Life in UK, me, one I can say, I say something like, I normally have something that I say, when I'm in any place, I act like them. I behave like them. I'm trying to know the culture and move like them. Yeah, you understand? Okay. Yeah, the food, I really do love the food.
Okay.
As you can see, I eat any food. You understand? I'm not allergic to any type of food. I eat food. A lot of food.
Really?
My African food.
Okay.
The British food. Mm-hmm. The UK food. I love everything. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. That's cool.
I didn't have any barriers. Food or not. Like, cool. I'm not like this. I don't like this. And yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Now let me just take you back to your personal life. You know.
Yeah.
You know your personal life. Do you have anything like your relationship with your fans, you know, relationship with musicians, relationship with the studio engineers, you know?
I think like even the people that mostly move with, people that volunteer with, like we don't like the volunteering to do. I didn't know myself. People can now tell me like, oh, James, you are a nice guy. A lot of people, the way I move, the way I relate with people, you're a nice guy. Yeah, yeah. So I know that's the same thing. As you can tell by my name, people, I represent people.
Yeah.
You know me now as when, you know, I like to be, when I'm here, people supposed to be around me.
Okay.
I don't like to be that kind of conservative guy, be alone, no. I love people, so I know I'm a people person.
Yeah, so you have a very good relationship with people, a part of music and in the music industry. Yeah. You have that kind of thing with people, which is very good.
Yeah, even back then, my place there in Africa, you can tell by the handicap people, I normally go there, pay a visit with them, spend time. Different places, I go in different places. Apart from being like a superstar, like I didn't know.
Okay.
I was down to heart.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's cool. This is UK, a lot of opportunities, and we're praying for a better life in the future, and we have the hope. You know, that's why I'm so happy for the team this year, Hope, you know, celebrating the Refugee Festival.
Yeah, being in UK, definitely you see, like, there's a very big, huge opportunity. You have hope. Being UK, when you, no matter what, someday you think out, but being in UK, trust me, you know, you hope that something is better is gonna happen one day. Pay focus and know what you're after.
Okay All right. What will be your message to listeners out there? You know, how do you want to inspire them? How do you want people to feel like, you know, when listening to you as a musician, you know, talking about your story, talking about your connections, talking about the music industry, you know, what would be your message to listeners out there?
I can say it's two words. Where there is life, there is hope.
Okay.
No matter what situation you go through, stay focused. Let nothing bring you down.
Okay.
You understand? Because this stress, this burden, this stress, this kind of mental problem is a lot with people, especially, you know, my country I come from, and especially in UK, I see too.
Okay.
In UK, I see here. So, no matter what situation you're going through, just stay strong, believe when there is life. Always thank to God for keeping you another day, because where there is a life, there is hope.
There is hope.
Yeah.
All right, listeners, as we're talking about hope and we're celebrating the Refugee Festival 2023, this is my main people's right on the studio with me, Ibrahim Kamara. And I want to say thanks to my engineer, Chris.
Hey, for being Chris. So good.
Yeah. Chris, thank you so much for having us on the studio.
Thank you so much, Chris. Thank you so much. I'm so grateful.
All right. Thank you.